Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For many years, South Carolina's retirement system has been projected to be unable to meet the benefit payments promised to its retirees. In April of this year, Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill designed to fix that issue. Our next guest says that the impact of this will be felt by all South Carolinians. Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Peter, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Give us the background on all of this.
The South Carolina retirement system, which, by the way, roughly 1 in 9 South Carolinians either are active or retirees in the system. Police, fire, state employees, school districts, municipalities, the largest retirement system in the state, has had some issues financially, and there's been a lot of headlines about those issues, how money was, investments were managed, how the legislature dealt with some changes associated with what could or could not be held in the fund itself. Therefore, there are issues now associated with the ability to make those payments to retirees in the future.
And then in the spring, the governor signed this bill.
Correct. And really, the issue is that the plan itself is underfunded, which means there's not enough money in there to fund the obligations. In fact, I think there is a statistic that says it's 46% funded. So therefore, the changes, which I think were necessary changes, were meant to shore up that plan so that it can be around for the future.
Walk us through some of these changes.
Some of the changes impact both the employees in the system. There are also dramatic changes to the employers. So, for example, the mandatory contribution rate for a member of the South Carolina retirement system moves up from 8.7%, I think, to roughly 9%. So there is an increase of what comes out of each person's paycheck. The more dramatic change is what the employer has to fund. There is a phase-in, but that contribution rate increases dramatically. I think once it reaches its full phase-in, somewhere around 18 to 20% of the employee's pay.
Now, I understand that this 9% now that the employee's mandatory contribution amounts have moved to, slight increase from 8.7%, but significantly higher than the national average.
Yeah, that's correct. The national average contribution is 5.8%. I think in 1999, before some of these changes started taking place, the mandatory contribution for members of the South Carolina retirement system was at 6%. So in 1999, the contribution rate matched up with the national average. Since then, it is significantly higher.
Now, you alluded to the investments in the state retirement system portfolio as contributing to part of these issues that have brought about these problems. Are any changes happening there?
I do think changes are taking place. The issue, and it goes back probably to 1999 as well, the timing of when some changes took place, when stocks could actually even be allowed as a portfolio holding in the plan. That happened in 1999, which of course was right before the tech bust. Probably one of the greatest periods of the stock market was the 1990s. And of course, the plan didn't participate in any of that. So some of the timing of when changes took place were not very beneficial to the returns of the plan.
Increases that employees must put into the plan, small, much larger for the employers, which is the state and affiliated agencies, et cetera. Where does that money come from? And is this where your belief, you know, all South Carolinians may be affected?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I think many of these entities are wondering where the money will come from. And if you think about it, it's going to come from their operating budget. So, for example, a city will have to take on that extra cost. And so what that will mean is that, you know, they can't give raises potentially. They can't hire new employees. I think one of the police forces mentioned that and this might be even for a small police force, it was the equivalent of 2 police officers. So there could be a reduction in services because of these extra costs that will be required to fund the pension.
Does this also mean taxes on the average citizen may go up as well?
It could. If you think about, you know, taxing authorities and municipalities, if they have to pay for this and they don't have the money to pay for it, then perhaps they will have to increase taxes. You know, not every member of the state retirement plan can increase taxes. Cities, counties, you know, municipalities potentially can, but Obviously, a school district may have a hard time with that. But yes, that is a possibility.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can subscribe to this podcast and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.